take a look at something next time you fill up your gas tank. Your car's gas gauge may stay on full for a day or two before the needle starts creeping left towards empty. And that's because auto engineers have calibrated our gas gauges to lie to us. Phil Piron is an engineer at Ford and joins us from his office in Detroit. Mr. Piron, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you get into trouble spilling the beans on this?
Well, I don't know that we're really spilling beans on anything. I think what we're actually doing is trying to convert our customers' wants and needs into, you know, an engineering requirement.
How does not telling somebody how much gas they have left in their tank serve their requirements? I mean, because even if you want them to be hopeful and optimistic, at some point it runs out.
Yes, it does. And I think in reality, I think what we're trying to do is give a customer a prediction of when that will happen. Mm-hmm. But we're also trying to give him things that he's comfortable with. You know, for example, what you're describing about staying on full, from the engineering community, we call that a full reserve. And what that does is when a customer goes and refuels, some customers, when the pump clicks off the first time, they stop refueling. Some will actually click several times after that. So what we do is we need to assure that the gauge will read full at that first click and also stays on full for an amount of time that the customer feels comfortable with.
Mm. In other words, a gauge that would read full when it's not really, and for that matter, empty when it's not really.
Yeah, the gauge will get to full at something a little less than the rated capacity of the tank. Now, you've probably seen in gauges also that the gauge typically can travel slightly past the full mark mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. So why can we drive for a couple of days and it won't register?
Well, I think a couple of days might be a little exaggeration, but again, it depends on the customer's usage patterns. Mm-hmm. We usually try and target, you know, probably around 20 or 30 miles, something in that range, so that the gauge will make sure it updates.
Mm-hmm. Is this in any way analogous, as there is in the, let's say, the dress industry, to size 8s that are marked size 4?
I don't think so, because I think, you know, what we do print in the owner's manual is what the fuel tank actually can hold. You know, we'll tell what the actual usable capacity of the tank is.
Mr. Piron, you must be a real revelation to go on a road trip with.
And why would you say that?
Well, I mean, you know everything about the car. You know all the little tricks and all the little nuances.
Well, I don't know that it's such a revelation. I mean, I think if you talk to a general customer, you can have him know that he'll say when he gets to empty, he knows he can drive still a little farther.
Yeah.
And he knows that when his gauge is on full, it's going to stay there for a bit. I mean, there's even been a Seinfeld episode where Kramer's driving and, you know, he's talking about how long he can drive on empty.
Phil Piron, an engineer at Ford, speaking with us from Detroit. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fill yourself up, weekend edition from NPR News.